And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 16th of May, 2012. It's the birthday of the poet who said you must write and read as if your life depended on it. She said poetry is the liquid voice that can wear through stone. Adrienne Rich, born in Baltimore, 1929, who passed away this March from complications of rheumatoid arthritis. It was on this day, 1763, James Boswell and Samuel Johnson met for the first time. Johnson was 53, well-known man of letters, and James Boswell was 22, a big admirer. Johnson had recently finished a 42,000-word dictionary of the English language, which he did almost single-handedly. Boswell was hanging around Johnson's favorite bookshop, and one day the two of them were introduced. Johnson was a little prickly at the beginning, but Boswell persisted, and over time Johnson began to warm to him. Boswell took notes in shorthand whenever the two of them were together, and he kept trying to get Johnson to talk about himself, which annoyed Johnson. Johnson said, "Sir, you have but two topics, yourself and me. I am sick of both." But they enjoyed each other's company enough to go off on a tour of the Scottish Highlands in 1773. And Boswell wrote a book about it, which turned out to be the first installment of his magnum opus, The Life of Samuel Johnson, a great biography when it came out in 1791. It's the 100th birthday of Studs Terkel, born in the Bronx in New York, 1912, just 3 weeks after the Titanic sank. Family moved to Chicago when he was 11. His mother opened a boarding house where young Terkel met the sort of working-class intellectuals, workers, activists who had become so influential on his life's work. Studied law at the University of Chicago, never practiced, started writing plays, worked as a radio producer. And when he was 55, a publisher approached him about producing a book of interviews with ordinary Americans. That book came out in 1967, Division Street, America, and it launched a new career for Terkel as an oral historian. Died in October 2008 at the age of 96. His last book came out the following month, P.S., Further Thoughts from a Lifetime of Listening. And it was on this date in 1918, Congress passed the Sedition Act, which made it illegal to utter, print, write, or publish any disloyal, profane, or abusive language about the form of the government of the United States. It was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court and then repealed by Congress in 1920. Here's a poem for today by Erica Jong, People who live by the sea understand eternity. They copy the curves of the waves. Their hearts beat with the tides, and the saltiness of their blood corresponds with the sea. They know that the house of flesh is only a sand castle built on the shore, that skin breaks under the waves like sand under the soles of the first walker on the beach when the tide recedes. Each of us walks there once, watching the bubbles rise up through the sand like ascending souls, tracing the line of the foam, drawing our index fingers along the horizon, pointing home. People Who Live, a poem by Erica Jong from Becoming Light, published by Harper Perennial and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with glow light, designed for reading with the lights on or off, available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. Edited by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.